The school hallways are loaded with the hustle and bustle of students heading their way into another hard day's work at class. It's that time in the school year where students are wondering where they should attend for college because it's an important decision that could affect them in the long run. A community college is a smaller institution that typically offers undergraduate degrees and may also offer two-year degrees that could help a student transfer to a university. But the question remains, is it more beneficial to attend a community college and transferring to a university than going straight to a four-year university? Marco Santizo, a Los Angeles Pierce Community College student majoring in engineering, talked with KPCRadio.com about why he made the decision to attend a community college. Santizo says that there are more benefits into going to community college than going straight to a university.
Honestly, I do think that going to community college before a four-year university is very beneficial since you save a lot of money going to community college, whereas in a regular like four-year university, you might be piling up your debts with classes that you're probably going to take in community college as well.
Moises Garcia, a student majoring in electrical engineering who went straight to California State University of Northridge, said that not going to a community college makes a person's image look better when applying for a job.
I was in a program in high school that would help me get into a college of my choosing. It was an AVID program is what they called it. And they were pretty pushing for a four-year instead of a two-year. Like, you could still put a two-year down as what you wanted to go to, but they were pushing for a four-year mainly because it was just like it would be more of a prestigious thing to see on the job application. Like, oh, he went into a four-year university. Wow, okay. So like, instead of going to a community college, you'd be going to something bigger than that. So it's like it would look better on an application. This was more for just looking good.
Sunday Salter, the transfer center director at Pierce College, says that the students first need to experience the community colleges to see the benefits they have to offer.
There is a little bit of a social stigma attached to going to community college first, and we're working really hard to eliminate that. And I think the only way you can eliminate it is for people to experience community college. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, I didn't really realize it myself until I experienced a four-year university. After I transferred, that's when I realized, oh my goodness, I had such a gift in my community college. The professors were amazing. The class sizes were small. I was able to engage in many activities just like at the four-year. There really wasn't a huge difference.
Marco Santizo's mother, Claudia Santizo, says that the choice to attend a community college shouldn't make people feel uneasy.
No, he's not embarrassed, because embarrassed is if he won't go to school. The most important, doesn't matter what school he's attending, It's fine for him to study and to have a better future for him.
However, both students keep in mind that community college allows them to save more money than a university does. A student from a community college could roughly be saving thousands of dollars, while a university would charge the student the thousands that he or she could be saving. Santizo says that he is satisfied with the amount of money he saved.
I heard from a friend that going to CSUN is approximately like maybe $5,000 per year just on certain students. And if that would be the case, I would be saving probably at least $4,000 because I haven't even paid a total of $1,000 going to community college.
Garcia says that a student could be spending thousands of dollars per semester.
It depends on how many units you take in the semester. Anyone could tell you that. It's like, I think at CSUN in particular, it's like a couple, like 300 per unit. It's like each class is typically three, so you're looking at about like 900 a class. And then if you take more classes, it depends really. I'm looking at around like 2,500 to 3,000 each semester. And that's like not including like a bus passes or any other fees. Like, that's just the flat line what I'm paying for classes.
A community college such as Pierce College offers classes as low as $46. If you were a full-time student, that would add up to at least $200 per semester. Salter says that there's a huge difference in financial debt between community college and a university.
And any community college in California is $46 per unit. Most classes are three units. So at a university, it ranges between $600 and $1,500 per unit, depending upon the school you're going to. So it's a huge cost difference.
Marco Santizo says that the information that was shown to him about community college helped him make the big decision to reject his acceptance to Cal State Northridge.
Originally, I was going to go to CSUN, but one of my friends convinced me to actually go to community college since she showed me all the benefits as well as how much money I was going to save from going to community college, and actually I think it was a good decision. I chose to do it just because it benefits me more, since I work a lot and I get more lenient hours. I can choose my schedule as well as how much money I would be saving.
Claudia Santizo says that she respects her son's decision to reject his Cal State University acceptance.
I'm happy because the thing I want for him is the best, and I want that he doesn't matter where he goes. The most important is that he can study, and no matter if it is in the community college or in the any university, the most important is the study.
Even though financial costs are what keep students up at night, they are not the only problems that students face. There is another big one.
The biggest hurdle with money is not the tuition. Like, everyone focuses on that. They're like, oh, what does it cost? What's the tuition? Obviously, you have to worry about it. But really, the biggest concern should be, how can I afford to spend my time studying?
As a full-time student, it will usually take up to 2 years to get your transfer degree after you complete the general education requirements and reach 60 units in order to apply and transfer to a university of your choice. Salter says that a student must have some sort of plan if they intend to complete their 60-unit requirement in order to transfer in 2 years.
A lot of people come here planning to be here for 2 years. That's their goal. It can be done in 2 years. Absolutely. Most end up staying longer. And it's really because you shouldn't think in terms of years, but in terms of units. So I like to condition students, right, when they get here, think about the number of units you're taking, not the number of years. You got to do the math. You got to figure it out. How many units do you have to take, or how many winters and summers do you need to add on to get to the two-year goal?
The amount of work you would do at a community college for the first 2 years would be the same amount of work you would do at a university, except you're doing it for less amount of money. Even high schoolers are nowadays being encouraged by their counselors to attend a community college and transfer. Ashley Rodriguez, an 11th grade junior at Birmingham Community Charter High School, says that her counselors already told her that community college was the better choice.
I talked to my counselors at high school, and they told me that going to community college was a better way of saving money and going to school.
It seems like more younger adults are making the choice to go directly to community college after graduating high school, since it's the same amount of work for less amount of money. Rodriguez says that she plans to attend a community college after high school.
Yeah, I am considering attending community college because my counselor told me that that was the smarter choice due to saving money.
However, the process in transferring to a university after community college can make people feel a bit uneasy. But with the resources available, such as peer mentoring and workshops, the transfer process will be a much easier time. Salter says that the transfer center is always available to anyone who needs help with transferring and or who might want more information about where to begin the transferring process.
A lot of students don't know about the transfer center until they're ready to apply. And we encourage them to come in early, come in any time. We have counselors that are dedicated to transfer, even though all Pierce counselors are transfer counselors, just so everyone knows that. Every single counselor at Pierce does transfer counseling. That's why so many of our students are successful. But we do have dedicated counselors here that help with the application process. So when you're ready to apply or you're thinking about it, they can make sure you're ready and also support you with the application.
Transferring from a community college isn't as bad as you might think. You might even be glad that you made the decision to attend and transfer from a community college rather than go straight to a university.
It can be easier to get admitted to highly selective campuses. So especially for those high school students who had their sights set on a UC, or maybe they didn't even think they could qualify for a UC, now they can. At a community college, you have a blank slate. You're starting over. Your high school grades don't count anymore. What counts is your drive, your dedication, and your willingness to plug into the system and learn how to do this.
Don't be afraid to go into community college, even though there are many people who obviously are against it. I'd say it would help you out in the long run, especially financially. So I just say, just do it.
From KPCRadio.com, I'm Alejandro Juanillo.